Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 14th China Fahui on the Minghui website entitled Steadfast and Diligent by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Jilin Province, China.
China Fahui, Steadfast and Diligent by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Jilin Province, China. I am 66 years old and became a Falun Dafa practitioner in 1995. I never went to school and was unable to read, but within a short time after I became a practitioner, I was able to read the Dafa books. A Bitter Life. Among nine brothers and sisters, I was the oldest girl. I had to cook for the entire family when I was six. There was a lot of housework and farm work, besides having to take care of my younger siblings and my parents. Thus, I could not attend school. I did not see myself as a member of the family I was born into, ever since I was a very little girl. I knew that my home was in heaven, and often imagined being able to return there. My third eye was open, and every night I saw two warriors in armor, with scary faces and weapons in their hands, standing by my door. I did not dare to look at them or tell anyone about them. Now I have the understanding that they were guardians of the Fa. I left home when I was 14 to work on a farm. I was very capable and worked just as well as the men. I gave my earnings to my mother. I married a carpenter when I was 20. After we had three daughters, he wanted a divorce because he was the only child and wanted a son to carry on his family name. He beat me when I refused to give him a divorce, but finally, we had a son. A few years later, my health deteriorated. I had come down with arthritis, heart disease, insomnia, and more. The thought of dying was always on my mind, and anger against my family filled my heart. Health improves after practicing Dafa. I felt that life was hopeless because of my health problems, so I went to a temple to seek spiritual guidance. I met a nun who introduced me to Falun Dafa. I borrowed the Falun Dafa lecture tapes from her and repeatedly listened to them. After that, I stopped visiting any temple. It was 1995, and I had truly found the cultivation practice I had been looking for. All thoughts of dying left my mind. One day, I saw Master Li's picture at a practitioner's home. I saw numerous dazzling stars on him. That night, I had a dream that Master purified me. A few days after that, my feet left the ground when I walked, and when I slept, my body rose up. I felt cold all the time and had a fever. Blisters covered my mouth and nose. 5 days after my dream, I recovered from all that ailed me. In the winter, I cleaned the exercise site of snow before everyone came to do the exercises. I always put up a poster every day to let more people know about the practice. I listened to Master's lecture tapes repeatedly, and my understanding of the Fa rose daily. Reading Zhuan Falun independently. When Zhuan Falun was officially published in 1995, I obtained a copy. However, I realized that I could not read and began to hate my parents for not letting me attend school when I was little. The Fa study group met in my house, which helped me greatly. When everyone read the Fa, I would listen to them and compare each word to the characters in the book. The way I recognized the Chinese characters was different from others. I understood the content of the Fa first, before I linked the meaning to the shape of the character. I almost never had to ask anyone for the meaning and sound of each character. Master said, quote, "A few individuals may fall asleep and wake up as soon as I finish my lecture. Why is that? It is because their brains have illnesses that need to be treated. One will be unable to stand it if one's brain is worked on. Therefore, one must be put into a state of anesthesia or become unconscious. Nevertheless, some people do not have a problem hearing me. Though they may sleep soundly, they hear everything without missing a single word. They will become energetic afterward and will not feel sleepy, even if they go 2 days without sleep. End quote. John Falloon. After I understood the meaning of Master's Fa, I realized that the same thing had happened to me. I looked at each word and remembered how they look. The character Cultivate looked like a celestial maiden swinging her large sleeves, discarding bad things. The character had bright colors. The blank places in the book were filled with Falun, or stars. To focus on learning every character in the book, I did not go to the exercise site for 6 months. Then I could read every word in Zhuan Falun and be able to study the Fa independently. Sometimes I did not pronounce a word correctly, but the practitioners at the Fa study group corrected me. Master said, quote, "We will straighten out all these matters, and by preserving the good part and removing the bad part, ensure that you are able to practice cultivation later. However, you must be here to genuinely study this dafa." End quote. John Falun. I mispronounced one of the words and a practitioner corrected me with an impolite tone. "What are you reading? What happened?" I felt bad for reading the Fa wrong, because there were divine beings behind every word. I thanked the practitioner who corrected me and improved my xinxing. Displaying the goodness of dafa. My husband was a spender and often asked me for money. After I had ovarian inflammation, I no longer could satisfy his sexual needs, so he filed for divorce. He was given custody of all 4 children, but I refused to leave the children. Therefore, they all lived in my house. My former husband was diagnosed with cancer 10 years after the divorce. I quit my job to take care of him in the hospital, which was not easy because he was much bigger than I. He began to cry and said that he felt terribly sorry for what he did to me and the children. I introduced him to Falun Dafa and the exercises. I stayed in the hospital for 8 months until he died. I spent almost all of my savings on his medical bills. What I did for my husband and children moved the doctors, nurses, and the patients, and they respected me. I clarified the truth about dafa to them, and some became practitioners. Letting go of sentimentality. After my husband died, I remembered a young man I had met before I got married. He was very nice to me and was always there when I needed him. He asked me to go to Beijing with him, but I refused, thinking that my parents wouldn't agree. He told me that he would never get married if I did not marry him. I went back home after my husband died, met one of his friends, and learned that he was still single. My friends encouraged me to find him in Beijing. I imagined that if I went and saw him, I would probably do something not allowed by the Fa, and thus I did not go. However, after my children grew up and left my home, I got lonely. I could not stop thinking about him. Then Master's voice told me in a dream, "You can't sublimate if you have any human notion." From then on, I no longer missed him. Remembering the Fa during tribulations. I am in my 60s, and most people at this age would expect their children to take care of them. Instead, I took care of all their needs when they came to visit. When I got tired and wanted to stop, I remembered what Master said, quote, "When it's difficult to endure, you can endure it. When it's impossible to do, you can do it." End quote. John Falun. When my oldest daughter became a college freshman, I told her that I would help her younger brother with the tuition and that she should ask her father for hers. She got angry, thinking that I was partial to her brother, and refused to talk to me for 9 months. She also said things to make me angry. I wasn't sad or mad, thinking that perhaps I owed her from a prior life. Besides, when she was angry and tried to hurt me, she was, in fact, helping me eliminate my karma. Master said, quote, because whoever has acquired the karma feels uncomfortable, it is guaranteed to be this way, end quote. John Falun. When the school year was over, she bought me a pair of boots with money from her scholarship. She apologized, and I explained that I was not angry. From then on, she began to read Falun Dafa books and clarify the truth to the people she knew. A few years back, my youngest son took out a loan for his new home as he was getting married. He later lost his job. I told him that I could sell my house to help him pay off his mortgage. I really did not want to do that, but I knew that I had to let go of my attachment to that property. My daughters complained again, saying I was partial to him. I did not rush my son to quickly find another job, but told him to improve his skills while he had the time. He passed some tests and got 3 certifications. He quickly found a job with triple the salary. I no longer had any financial pressure. My children saw that I truly gave up every secular interest for them and knew that it was because of Dafa's teaching. From then on, my children supported Falun Dafa and clarified the truth to people they knew, helping everyone as if they were family. In the persecution of Falun Gong, the police ransacked my home and monitored me. I was arrested and detained, but I was not afraid. Thus, I did not have too much of a problem during the persecution. Master said, quote, everyone in the world was part of my family, end quote. Fall lecture during the 2003 Lantern Festival at the U.S. West Fa Conference. As I treated everyone kindly, just as I would a family member, I told them the truth. They just could not be mean to me. I did whatever I could to clarify the truth, hanging banners, giving out flyers, and making calls. A practitioner was incarcerated, and no matter how her parents begged her to give up the practice, she remained a steadfast practitioner. I told her brother that the machines in hospitals use different kinds of energy to detect and cure illnesses. However, the energy of a practitioner kills the germs without the practitioner ever having to go to a hospital. I told him that was why his sister would never give up the practice. He majored in electronics and also practiced Tai Chi. He immediately understood, went home, and persuaded his parents to not stop his sister from practicing Dafa. Most everyone I talked to about Dafa quit the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. Since I could not write, they wrote their names in a notebook I carried with me. A friend of mine was a very kind person. He would give anything to help people. However, he refused to quit the CCP no matter what I said. He worshipped the leaders of the CCP. One day when he was bedridden and near death, I sent righteous thoughts in his house and kept Master's words in my head. Quote, a flourish of brushes quells the wild surge. End quote. Shock and Frighten from Hong Yin, Volume 2. Before I left, I told him that he was a good man and that I could not let him suffer the same fate as the CCP. I had to tell you the truth, I said. I won't be coming here a lot, and I hope that you listen to me. Quit the party. If you agree with me, just nod your head. He did. A month later, he passed away. One day, as I was meditating, a man emerged from the ground with only his upper body. He wore military clothes and didn't have a face. I knew he came to me for a reason and asked if he wanted to quit the CCP. He nodded. I didn't get his name. I asked around if anyone knew a man who died as a soldier. I found his sister, who told me that he came home during the holidays and went out with his friends. He was hit by a truck when he biked home and got dragged a long way. His face was gone. Not wanting to frighten her, I told her that I saw her brother in a dream. She agreed to let me help him quit the CCP. Then I asked her to quit, and also her husband, saying, "Even a dead person wanted to quit. Those who are alive must quit to stay safe." I have made phone calls to help people quit the CCP since 2013. Each day I helped 30 to 60 people quit. My understanding is that I must hold a sincere thought in my heart and righteous thoughts to effectively help people quit.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.